Ladies and gentlemen,
my ears are overcome with noise.
History is repeating itself right now. And you better get angry and you better get motivated. Because the globalists believe the time to drop the hammer is now. Let's go ahead and go back to Mr. Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network and give out your website for folks as well, sir. I agree with you. It is time to absolutely make this everybody's full-time job. People think of fighting tyranny as work. It's survival. It's an instinct to get your hackles up about this. I mean, these globalists are as nasty as they come. Doug, are you seeing it wake people up that they admit in the New York Times our government now runs Al-Qaeda? I mean, does that not give credibility to the things I've always broke down, that it's a synthetic terror group they control because it's not our government? I mean, they're now announcing world government everywhere. What about the feds, you know? I mean, are they going to go along with this?
Well, great questions. First of all, let me say this. I probably could be the barometer of the average person, 30 years as an investigator, always believing that things are just the way they are. Listening to you and not really hearing your message, and then suddenly, well, not suddenly, but incrementally over the years, waking up and realizing, hey, we're living one big lie. And then once you hit that realization, then you see the how society is broken down into people who are just stuck in that normalcy bias and think everything is normal, or that don't want to deal with it. And then the other side of that are the people that are saying, you know what, Alex Jones, he's right. He's been right. And I'm one of those people who took a long time to wake up. But now once awake, it is our duty, I believe, now to not only inform and educate others, but to pick a side, to work a plan, to get a plan and work a plan to fight this tyranny, to join ranks. I mean, Alex, I'll tell you what. Everywhere I go, I mention InfoWars, and I promote your information because you have been right all along. It's just a matter of maturing mentally, intellectually. Not that you need my endorsement, but...
But listen, yeah, I just want to get our freedom back. I wish I was wrong. You know, it's a very sick feeling to study history, to see it repeating and to be right. It's like walking outside and seeing the sunrise and saying, there's the sunrise. It's not hard. It's frustrating now that it's all coming true. I mean, and it's like people better. What about the feds you talk to? I mean, is there nothing they're not going to go along with?
No, they're split like society. I mean, the people that I talk to are God-fearing men who understand what's happening, who for reasons, including attempting to throw the fly in the ointment to themselves when the time comes, are not revealing themselves. And people ask, well, why don't they come forward? Well, because they're attempting to do a job themselves. But they're a segment of society, a picture of society, a microcosm, if you will. Yeah, there's a difference of opinion. There are some that will take on the American people, will do what they're told.
Sure, the others sure. Don't. What about the billing of him as Lincoln and he will crush the states? I mean, they've had this plan for a while. This is incredible.
Yeah, exactly. See, and people are just – and here's the thing, I guess, in a nutshell. This has been going on for decades. We are now seeing the actual hubris and seeing everything play out right now.
We're seeing the end game. We're seeing the end game. Fire out your website. We'll have to have you pop back in tomorrow if you can. Fire out your website.
It's HomelandSecurityUS.com and CanadaFreePress.com.
All right. God bless you, my friend. We're out of time. Let me talk to you right now and try to set you up for an update with myself and Mike Adams, who's sitting in most of the show, but I'll be in studio with him as well tomorrow. Nightly news tonight. We'll have a special report within that. I'll be doing that tonight, 7 o'clock Central. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 27th day.
The Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is December 27th, 2012. On this Thursday edition, we are live. I was intending to take the day off. I'd promised my children that I was going to take off the entire week because I haven't done that in several years. But I ended up working basically the last 3 days, and I ended up coming into the office yesterday. I'm not complaining about that. That should just give you an idea of the fact that for the first time in my life, I'm losing sleep. For the first time in my life, I am having to battle the instinct to evacuate this country immediately. I mean, I'm having to battle it hard, like holding down a bucking horse, because I am a person that cares about liberty, cares about our republic. But at the same time, I am a selfish person, and I also care about my wife and my children. But my family has been in the United States since the time of the Mayflower on both sides of my family, and on both sides of my family in the founding of Texas, and I have deep roots in this republic. and had a lot of illustrious ancestors that were in the Revolutionary War. And I have chosen the course of facing the technocratic authoritarian takeover that is now happening in the United States. We are in grave danger, all of us. If you look at the full spectrum of analysis and information, if you look at how the Republicans, bought and paid for by the same foreign banks, are going along with socialist government-run health care, they're signaling they're going to go along with outright gun confiscations. It's all happening. And the entire narrative, all the different pieces of the puzzle we have, are now put together. And our worst fears, our worst case scenario analyses, is what has basically popped out of the electrochemical computer. Right now, the globalist, the foreign six banks that control this country and that are crushing and squeezing Europe and using our wealth to build the world government, the eugenics-based, tyranny-based, scientific, oppression-based system, they are openly going ahead with a program to publicly demonize all gun owners as terrorist, as racist, and as mass murderers and lobbyists for mass murderers. You notice these quotes I'm giving you are all out of the news. And they are now openly saying, you bet we're going to come get your guns, and we hope you don't turn them in. We're going to lock you up. I have the stacks of articles here. We're going to be going over them. And there is a wild-eyedness to the collectivist minions who've been given very small portions of the loot stolen by the foreign megabanks. And their identity, the general welfare class, is tied up in the nanny state. And they know it's tyrannical. They actually like it. They enjoy living vicariously through that evil. And most states are now totally federally controlled. We've passed the Rubicon. I've got some numbers here where many states now have more government employees than even private sector. They have domesticated us. They have brought in 30 million illegal aliens who have now racially identified with confiscating guns and collectivism. They are now saying, if you don't accept collectivism and French-style 80-plus percent taxes, you are a terrorist, you are a racist. And I actually have the news articles here. Now, if you look at the DHS manuals that we broke almost 4 years ago, that federal marshals, FBI, and state police and others sent us, they were so shocking at the time that even Ron Paul's office, when they were contacted by the Associated Press, said, well, we know Alex Jones, we think he's a good guy, but we don't believe that's real. Chuck Baldwin, for a day, didn't believe it was real, even though it had phone numbers on it, and even though I presented a federally written state police report in Missouri and a federally issued master report. It took about 3-4 days before Homeland Security said, yeah, that those are real and those are restricted. You're not supposed to have those. And it said, the terrorist threat is gun owners, conservatives, libertarians in the fetters. But number one, returning veterans. Now, since then, they've come out and defended those reports and said, indeed, that is the enemy. So I knew that. That's just one little piece of the puzzle. There's hundreds here, and if I went over them all, it would take all 3 hours. But you as regular listeners, you know those pieces, and you know the pieces you've seen in your daily life, what you've witnessed, the attitude, the bearing of government, the Army manuals changed to about how to round us up and put us in camps, Army manuals on gun confiscation. You guys just put one of the manuals up. If people are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, let me give people that manual number. Please put it up. And this is Army.mil. They're very, very proud of this. Internment Resettlement Operations, FM3-39.40. How to process you with your Social Security numbers, how to lock down the cities, how to go on grid patterns through the cities and take firearms. how to round up the political dissidents who do not agree with the collectivist model, and how to process us into the higher security facilities. Our families will be sent for forced labor. By the way, all of the little collectivists can't wait to march us around at the end of machine guns. They're all going to have guns. You understand, they're all going to have our guns that we turn in. This has repeated itself over and over again. You see, if you've studied the Nazis, if you study the Soviets, the Communist Chinese, the Cuban Communist, the Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, if you study these people, this is a list. This is a program, a blueprint, an operation. And it follows an exact program. It's called a program. And they want to do to us what they did to Russia in 1917, and God help us, it's going to be rough. And again, look at how bold the globalists are, how they use Al-Qaeda against Libya and Syria while telling us we need to give up our liberties because of Al-Qaeda threats. That's how bold they are, how dumb they think you are, how much control they think they're in. David Gregory has armed guards for his children, NBC host. Michael Moore does. All of them do, but they say you can't have guns to protect yourself and your children. They can't have anybody armed at the school to protect them. While they advertise schools as the place for unstable people who, in every case, get the guns illegally. The latest firefighter shooter, convicted con with a hammer, killed his grandma, went and stole guns. If you even believe the story, same thing. Guy tried to buy guns not once, not twice, not three times, five times in Connecticut. If you even believe the official story. But that's never mentioned, is it? The point is, when you have something sitting right in front of your face, and you know the government's putting armored vehicles in every city and even treaded tanks, and is spying on you without warrants, and setting up checkpoints, and having school children spy on their parents nationwide, and engaging in forced inoculations that are totally illegal, they're going for broke. They're committed. And they've already pulled the bombardier switch and dropped the bomb. It just hasn't fully hit yet. Incoming, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're talking about here. They've pulled the trigger. They've dropped the hammer. The balloon already went up. God help us. God help us. Now, there's the article about it. Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. Just amazing when you go through it and it mentions how to take over U.S. cities. And again, people say, well, that's too far out. It'll never happen. Sticking your head in the sand won't stop this. Only really getting concerned and calling talk radio and going in and talking to your preacher and going in and talking to the police and doing banner hangs and doing Access TV shows and doing your own YouTube show every day. And supporting this broadcast and spreading the word about it and calling Congress and going to their public events like the proto Tea Party did before the Republicans took it over and gelded it and getting in their faces, because it's on, ladies and gentlemen. The system is dropping the hammer. And here's what I'm trying to get to here. The magnitude is so incredible, I have trouble even saying it. All of our previous research is now being borne out in triplicate, in spades. The system can't win politically. They've done the actuaries and know within a few more years, constitutionalism and the gun culture and the liberty culture will convert. They even admit that we will win. So they're going to strike now. They are intending, and we have DHS sources on this, unfortunately. And I say unfortunate because this is really, really hard to talk about. They plan on trying a gun confiscation to start a civil war. They're going to list gun owners as terrorists, and they're going to try to use the army against us. We're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a hot globalist takeover. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand there's less than 20 families that own the Global Crime Syndicate, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and just a few others. If they'll kill a million Iraqis just to destabilize the Middle East, if they'll put Al-Qaeda in multiple countries, they'll do anything. If they'll give over 10,000 missiles to Al-Qaeda, who is now using them to try to shoot down Syrian passenger liners, and our media praises it. The globalists think the public is in an absolute coma, but they're not. And the benchmark that the globalists use to mark you as their enemy is if you're a gun owner. They fundamentally, as a mafia, understand that when a mafia comes in, to a grocery store and says, hey, we're here to shake you down. Put your hands up. You got any weapons in here? Turn them over, Mac. Look where the mafia runs things. In cities like Chicago, New York, other areas. Total gunmans. They've all got guns. They're all armed. America is run by mafia. And the Italians always get thrown under the bus. The media makes it where only mafia is Italian, where we didn't even use an Italian word for hereditary crime syndicates. Folks, this country is completely run by a syndicate of interlacing corporate mafias that have assassins, that have mercenaries, that have everything. Major corporations, the top Fortune 100, have got mercenary crews with special licenses for grenade launchers and armor-piercing tank rounds. They're all armed. They run the NSA now. Over 80% of it is foreign run. Foreign corporations can just dial right in and listen to your phone. It's all on record. America's gone. And the globalists cannot allow you to be armed before they fully bring us into a depression. I've got congressional sources. I've got Homeland Security sources, and they are saying the exact same thing that the Northeast Intelligence Network, who are working to get on the show, their DHS sources saying. And that's, they want to cause a civil war. They want to get a hot fight going now. That's how they shut off the free internet. That's how they shut down talk radio. That's how they shut us up and arrest political dissidents and enemies, because they can look at the graphs. That wasn't a mandate for Obama. That was a staged election. Staged with Romney, financed by the same people. But then they even stole the election, didn't give it to puppet Romney, because they wanted to say it was a mandate for collectivism, a mandate for socialism. But when you read Foreign Affairs magazine put out by the CFR, when you read Foreign Affairs publications put out by the Washington Post, they freak out. And Brzezinski wrote a book this year saying it, that the people are waking up to global corporatism, that the people don't trust government worldwide, that there's a total awakening and the elite are in trouble. When they communicate with each other, they say, we're in deep trouble, mayday, mayday, mayday. But when they come out on the news, they're like, everybody loves big government. Oh, be quiet, white people, and turn your guns in. Here's Michael Moore in CNS News today. Michael Moore, calm down, white people, and put away your guns. And they go on to say, big deal, turn them in, relax. The black people aren't going to get you. See, always invoking race. No, we're talking about the corrupt government getting us. We know what happens when you take the guns. People aren't stupid. That's why the previous record was 5 million guns sold in 1 month. They're now saying it might be 10 million in the month of December. And that's just what the scum government knows about. Folks, most people bought guns privately. You're not getting them. And a lot of people, man, let me just warn the police and military something. You are meant to be destroyed in all this. I know you're not stupid. I mean, you understand this. If you go along with this, it is meant to cause massive attrition in your numbers, so you will then accept the NATO forces that are on record standing by to come in NLE 09 through NLE 011, national level exercises, and Washington Post, AP, Reuters, all reporting, oh yeah, foreign troops are going to help fight American terrorists during insurrection. That's mainstream news over and over again. Look it up. This isn't fables. This isn't rumors. The lazy public just hears it, and then it becomes a rumor, and the media says, oh, the hillbillies think the UN's coming for them. Really? Have you looked at the New York Times? Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more 3 years ago. First line in it says they trained to confiscate guns from veterans. I've got footage from 1998 in Hebron, Maryland, with Boy Scouts doing a drill to rat out their mommy and their daddy. Police Day 2000. Key intel. This is bigger than Obama. This has been a long-term operation. And the plan is to wipe out the police and military if they pull this off. The police and military are the globalist's biggest enemy. That's why their own internal reports say the veterans are the biggest enemy. They want to wipe them out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will you fight?
Right? Against that?
No!
We will run! And we will live.
All right.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while.
I'm dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance? Just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Ill will towards police and the military. I know most of them got into it because of financial reasons or because of family history. Most people actually want to be helpful in their communities. I know that. In fact, as bad as the police are in this country, I've statistically found them to be more awake than the general public. The military is the only group more awake than the police, and I'd say three times more awake, extremely hyper awake. Of course the military's awake. They train to confiscate our guns. They train for civil unrest and takeover. And they hear my show talking about it in the last decade, being the only broadcast telling them what they know is already true. And that's the big secret. is this radio transmission undoubtedly is the most popular in the U.S. Armed Forces worldwide. I have talked to countless active duty officers, enlisted. Well, you've heard the callers from all over the world where everyone they know, every unit they know, domestic bases, foreign bases, their officers come in and say, I've been told to tell you not to listen to Alex Jones and Infowars.com, and they wink at them. Our military is made of some incredibly good people, even though they've been sent on globalist missions. They've been given false reasons for what they've done, false cover stories. They still served, by and large, because they were honorable people. And they also live in the real world, where you get lined up and given experimental shots, where you serve 2, 3, 4 tours and get your foot blown off, and they stick a peg leg on you and make you go back into combat. You know, that's going on. Where they give you PTSD when you collapse from heat exhaustion, after, in some cases, going 14 days straight doing mission after mission. They know the government's a pack of lying crooks. They know the high-level officers are globalist traitors. They know the government's growing the opium and shipping it out to America and Europe. They know our government runs Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. That came out months after 9/11 all over the press, where colonels and people would come back and say, we had the top Taliban general and were ordered to release him and give him gold and fly him out to Pakistan to destabilize their country. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you realize the globalist master plan. They get the Shiites and the Sunnis to kill each other in Iraq and in Libya and in Syria. And they bring in Al-Qaeda to get it started. And they plan on playing black off against white and Hispanic off against white, with the government as the arbiter and as the referee. It's all divide and conquer. It's all British great game. That's what the British call it. Great game. The great game. Balkanization. Divide and conquer. They learned it from the Romans. They were a Roman colony. Albion. Britannia. And it's being repeated again. And America is slated for absolute re-education. Just like they imploded us in the Depression to get us onto government control with Social Security, that was all engineered. That was just 1/100th of what we're going to witness. This is the big re-education. The globalists took their time using America to build their world government while demonizing our name that was so loved worldwide, while at the same time putting us into debt, undermining our foundations coldly, calculatedly, a guild of psychopathic criminals. When you look at Governor Cuomo or you look at Senator Feinstein, when you look in their eyes, I mean, I've met psychopaths and criminals in my life. The fake smile, the eyes illuminated with predatory desire. I know that look. They're psychopaths. They're not just sociopaths. I took my children to the Austin Zoo yesterday. I hadn't been there in years. It's amazing. Better than the San Antonio Zoo. And they've got one of the biggest exhibits of tigers in the country because it's a rescue zoo. And I've just looked into the eyes of those tigers. And it's that same predatory look where you look like a chicken leg to them. And they had a bunch of wolves, rescue wolves, 6 of them, right next to the tiger cages. And there were the wolves, and they had a large, you know, open field area for themselves, about 30 feet by one fence from the Bengal tiger. And that Bengal tiger would come over and would spray. He'd spray urine, you know, 10 feet at the wolves. And the wolves would sit there and just go, grrr. And then the wolves would get up and howl. You know what that is? That was calling in reinforcements. Even though there were only 6 of them in there, the instinctive fights with big cats, bears, things like that, they had that instinct of there's the threat, there's the tiger. Don't Americans have the instinct to look at these criminal people in government and how predatory they are? A dog knows when somebody comes in your house. In my life, the few people that I've seen dogs growl at and not like, my sweet dogs, have turned out to be horrible people. Your dog knows scum when it sees it, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I'd have caught video of that Bengal tiger and wolves. I may go back in the next few days over there because it was getting dark. They're about to close, and this was all going on, and my iPhone died. I got a little bit of it. And tiger roaring at those wolves, and those six wolves lined up looking through the fence at the Bengal tiger. If we had the sense of wolves. But I guess they say a wolf has incredible sense. Why am I trying to describe wisdom to humans? Doesn't take much wisdom, though, when you see a 2,000-pound or whatever it was, giant Bengal tiger spraying urine in the faces of those wolves, skyrocketing and attempting to get it, you know, the however many feet it was across to their pen. And you just watch how Michael Moore and all these people do the same thing in our faces. That's what they are. They're dominating us. That's what the TSA is, dragging your kids and your wife off to be groped in public, have their pants pulled down in front of people, making old women get up. Now, in TSA whistleblowers have gone public. And admitted what we already knew, because it's come out three or four times before, even in lawsuits, that they save the naked images and they make fun of men's genitals, never getting tired of it, because they have no dignity of themselves. Why should they give you dignity? And fantasizing about good-looking women. I mean, I've seen it. When they see a good-looking woman, they run over like wolves or like hyenas, and they drag her in. And sometimes they ask them out for dates, and sometimes they plant drugs on them and threaten them for sex, or they'll send them to prison, or other times they come up with a naked print-off and say, sign this. Or if it's women TSA, and I've seen them do this to Ventura, laughing, it's the governor, it's Ventura, aha, you know, grabbing his genitals, laughing at him. There's the case of movie stars being, you know, people come up with printouts and say, here's your naked body, will you sign it? While the TSA goes, we don't save your images. There's no naked image. There's no radiation. We're your friend. There's nothing these idiots won't, because they're predators and it's all a big joke to them. Let me get to the meat and potatoes on this and go over the news here, and then we'll give the phone number out and take your calls the next hour for military and police, as we do occasionally. The globalists hate the gun culture because, as dumbed down as the public is, people get that when government tries to take your guns, it wants to enslave you and it can take everything else. People get a free man has arms, a free woman has arms. People now know crime is lowered everywhere. As you get more guns and more concealed carry, crime rates plummet. Conversely, areas that take guns, crime rates go up, whether it's Australia, whether it's England, whether it's Scotland, whether it's Canada. And the FBI crime statistics are there. Massive crime dropping. Just like support for abortion has gone from almost 70% for it in 1973 to more than 70% in most polls against it today. If you look at every real issue, America is becoming more pro-life, more liberty. America's becoming libertarian to the point of saying, hey, gays, get married if you want to. That's the one issue they can use and say, hey, Republicans, this makes people think you're behind the times. Whatever your issue is, whatever your point is on that, it's used as a political football. But America is becoming libertarian and becoming constitutional, becoming Thomas Jeffersonian. That's what you read Thomas Jefferson? That's what everybody wants. That's what makes sense. That's what makes you wealthy and successful. That's the animating contest of liberty. That's what everybody deep down likes. I don't care what color, what religion, where you're from. Deep down, that's what feels good. That's what feels right. You do what you want to your body, but don't you try to push it on me. So there's a fake liberalism where they push all these things on you. See, there's that agenda. That's not liberty. That's a cultural tyranny as well. Just as the mullahs can be a cultural tyranny in Iran, or Al-Qaeda now taking over Syria, setting up the religious enforcement, that can be a tyranny. There's 100-plus flavors of cultural tyranny, and I reject them all. So here's the big message, and here's what I want to get across to you, and then go over the exhibits here. because it's bad. Dianne Feinstein, I'm going to show you some of these articles here in a moment, right here in the document cam area. The globalists are coming out and saying, hey, we just want reasonable gun control. I've told you for years that's their new spin. In the past, they said you don't have a right to own guns. The Second Amendment doesn't say it. Well, we proved historically that wasn't true. So they said, you know what? You've got a right to own guns. You've got a right to turn them into us. On a blue moon, if five Keebler elves cross their fingers on top Mount Vesuvius in the twilight every 17 billion years, you can have a gun. Okay? And so she's come out, and I've got her public letters here, and I've got a bunch of other, and this is what Obama says he's going to support, and she's part of the task force, where they act deliberative. They say, we're going to, and she goes, to guarantee your rights, that's the funniest part, to protect legitimate hunters and the right of existing gun owners, 900 firearms are banned from sale, distribution, you name it, and anyone allowed to keep them will have to go to the local police department and be fingerprinted and registered and then authorized by the ATF. So it's basically like when you go do the background check and get the stamp and go through all the stuff to get a full auto. It turns into a privilege. This is how they did it in England, in Australia. Then they just say, now turn those guns in. But she's also saying, but we're also just going to say we're going to ban mini guns. This is just 900 where you've got to come register them and be fingerprinted. Kurt Nemo's doing a story on it right now. But with a bunch of other guns they're going to list, just giving themselves the executive fiat power, and they're calling for Obama to do an executive order, you'll come turn your gun in, and then they'll just pay you money for it. And then what they're planning, and they're telling police this everywhere, they've already done this in New York and other areas. You always hear about the old veteran who has the heart attack and cancer and doesn't go and get their four-year card in Illinois. And 2 days after it expires, the state police SWAT team hits the guy's house, drag him out, throw the guy in prison, they die in prison. And they're real lazy. They sit there looking at the list. Okay, that's an old man. He'll be easy to deal with. Yeah, he's been in the hospital. Yeah, he's on death's doorstep. Let's go arrest him. And they go with the news cameras and drag out a guy on a stretcher and then take him to prison to die. And then take their guns. And I even saw a Discovery Channel show once where a veteran had died in his house in L.A. and had legal, lawful rifles. And he had an NRA sticker on his car. I played this clip about 10 years ago on air. It was called Inside the LAPD. And they go, look at this scum. Look at this filth. He's got an NRA sticker. The cops say this. And they walk into the guy's house and they stand around and make fun of his dead body. And say, man, that gun owner stinks, and then laugh at him. And then the police say, I'm going to keep this one, I'm going to keep that one, and steal his guns on national television. And again, you're like, well, that's crazy. No, it's not. That's psych warfare to break your will. Veterans are scum. Veterans are trash, according to them. His dead body, he's pathetic, he's gross, and we're going to keep his guns. They were already 10 years ago teaching veterans were the real terrorists. They've just gone public now because they're getting ready to go operational. Let me show you some of these articles I have here. United States Senator Dianne Feinstein, right there, she says, you'll come in and get fingerprinted and have your guns registered. Those they allow you to keep. Okay, go read it. Here's another one. New York governor, gun confiscation, forced buyback an option. That's last week. Kurt Nemo, thank God, DrudgeReport.com put it out because then it forced Town Hall, AmmoLand, and others to actually go look. At first, they didn't believe it because I saw the articles last Friday. But then they went and looked and said it's worse than InfoWars says. They found the letters Feinstein said, yeah, we're going to physically make you turn your guns in. Okay? So there's AmmoLand. Feinstein and Cuomo admit planning Australian-style forced government gun buyback. Okay, there you go. Since I mentioned this, here's the Hill. House Dems, Tea Party is the real enemy. Examiner, Army Colonel ignites firestorm with article, well, it's Army War College, on crushing a Tea Party insurgency. Here is Forbes.com. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Of course, we first broke this, but they all picked it up. Just giving my researchers props. Dem reps, the real enemy is the Tea Party. Fox News. Sikh shooting ties DHS veterans as terrorist narrative. Napolitano stands by controversial report. Washington Times saying returning veterans are the number one terrorist. Alert, DHS rounding up veterans, throwing them in mental institutions. Infowars.com. And that's also what they're announcing. No judge, no jury. They're going to just come out and arrest veterans by the hundreds of thousands. This is being set up and announced. And then what's going to happen? Well, they know a large percentage, not a majority, but because most of it's some of it's talk. A lot of vets are going to go Rambo, for lack of a better term, when this starts. And I would not want to be the police at that time. And again, that's going to help the globalists. The last thing I want is a bunch of cops getting shot. But let me tell you, one, they're going to go and raid gun owners. They're already announcing this. Heavy enforcement, taking legal guns. Vets are going to get mad. They're going to go out and do things that they probably shouldn't, just to dumb down globalist minions. And then the Civil War is going to start, and that's the plan. Then Obama can pose as savior, ride in, declare all the guns taken, bring in the army, then the real Civil War starts.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Plan on prosecuting a overt but also covert low-intensity conflict special forces style operation against gun owners to stir up gun owners into an active response. Of course, the police won't be told this. They won't be told 2 + 2 = 4. That's why we're here giving you the rest of the story, as if a lot of you didn't already figure it out for yourself. I'm beyond angry at this point. I'm very sad. And I'm kind of just committing myself to God, like George Washington and so many of our founders did. it's also reassuring in a way to know I've always been right. That the course of my research and God's hand on my life and the discernment I've been given has been given to me for a reason. And those of you that are awake out there, you've been awoken in your life for a reason. And we're going to make it through this. This will not go like Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. And we will be able to, whatever comes out of this, defeat the globalist collaborators. Because the people in our media, in our government that go along with this horrible balkanization plan, civil war plan, they are collaborators, just like the Vichy French with the Nazis. And by the way, I've only covered a few of the reasons I know they're trying to start a civil war in this country, and will probably blow up some federal buildings and stage some more mass shootings as a pretext to paint the American people as terrorists. I mean, you notice they're using these shootings and saying gun owners are terrorists, gun owners are racist. You're like, man, that's outrageous. No, it's not. They're now illuminating you, like lazing you for an airstrike, basically, politically, that there's the bad guy. You see, they demonize you and destroy your name and assassinate your character before they physically come after you. And so if you're awake and informed, you're like, why are you saying this about us? You don't get it. And I got to say, more and more Sandy Hook does look like it was staged. Bare minimum, this guy was under psychiatric care. They were getting ready to commit him. They're keeping all that stuff sealed. Another wind-up toy they turn loose. Very suspicious. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. So did the Batman shooting. And you notice the timing. 2 weeks, 3 weeks before this, I put out the magazine saying they're coming for the guns because they were opening up on us on every front. And I said, get ready. Something big's about to happen. I mean, it's not hard to figure this stuff out. It is not hard to figure out what's going on here. And they're telling the police, gun owners, I mean, I've got articles, I haven't even gotten to them yet, where the FBI is saying gun owners are terrorists. I mean, I've got it all right here. I haven't even gotten into the Piers Morgan thing because, quite frankly, that snot-nosed punk doesn't even matter in the final equation. But look at these headlines. Michael Moore's bodyguards arrested on airport gun charge. Michael Moore, calm down, white people, and put away your guns. Police investigate NBC anchor for showing gun clip. These guys all have armed bodyguards. I told you I had Michael Moore's bodyguards in 2004 try to rough me up. They were like hitting me with their elbows when I wasn't even doing anything. I was like 15 feet from Moore. He was going down a city street. So I just like hit the guy back, and the guy was a total wimp. Like, what did you just think? You hit people your whole life? You punch me in the nose, I'm going to punch you back in the nose. Whatever you do to me, I'm going to do to you. I mean, again, this is these globalists are a bunch of wimps, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time to call their bluff and realize it's the global technocrats that are running all this. And if they're able to manipulate the police and then the military into an open confrontation with us, we failed. We need to be educating them and breaking their conditioning and deprogramming them right now like our lives depend on it. By the way, you know, I talked about this 4 years ago during the last campaign, how they said Obama will be the new Lincoln, the second coming of Lincoln, and they foreshadowed it. And I said, that means they're planning a states' rights battle with him and maybe even martial law. And then now they admit that. Oh, he's going to go Lincoln on you. He's going to arrest you. He's going to arrest people in the media. Hey, Lincoln did it. And Spielberg movie, how great it was that Lincoln suspended the Constitution. I mean, they are really, that's just one.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.